Welcome now to the midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and happy to be back in our Buck studio, which means live music for the midday. And it was a year and a day ago, if my recollection is solid, that members of the Tallgrass Chamber Music Festival played in this very studio. And they are here today, some of them, in conjunction with a festival that's upcoming again this spring here in southwestern Wisconsin. And they are Emily Seabury Graff, flute, and Christina Zlatan over in the corner there. We'll be hearing from you, Christina, later, the violin. Julian Graff, viola and violin, and Anita Graff, cello. I'm hearing this name recur. What kind of a family is this, anyway?
It's, I guess it's a musical family, you could say. Our mom started the entire organization that runs Tallgrass Chamber Music Festival and the Giuliani Ensemble, which is our ensemble in Chicago. So it's a bit of a long-running thing for us.
Julian and I were here in the studio last year, as you mentioned, and we had so much fun. We just had to bring more people along with us. We went back to the city and told Emily what a great time we had. We're like, you have to be on the show next year. So we're so excited that this is actually happening.
Well, I'm glad we could do it. And this May 20th being the debut of our music service in the Milwaukee area. So we're particularly happy to provide something fresh and new for that auspicious occasion. And we'll be hearing some great live music throughout the hour. We'll also have a quiz question at 12:30 or so, your chance to win a prize during this action-packed hour of the midday. Now, this chamber music festival that takes place how many years now?
This is the second year now?
Just the second. Okay, so we got in on the ground floor last year.
Second season. Yeah, so last year when we came, that was ahead of our first season as a festival. So this is going into our second now. So we're pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I would say, yes, even pulling off the second year is a great thing to do, because it's not that easy to pull off a music festival.
As we well know at this point. But we were so excited just to see what would happen last year, because the first season was really a huge experiment, bringing classical music to an area where there isn't a ton of other chamber music offerings, especially during the summer. And we were so curious to see what the appetite would be and how the community would respond. And we were just so thrilled with the warm embrace that we had from the local community, from how many people came out of town. We actually ended up selling out each of our concerts last year the first season.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on that. And what town are we talking about?
Tallgrass takes place outside of Potosi, Wisconsin, so about an hour or so west of Madison. We're in that tri-state area between Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin, right off of the Mississippi River. So it's hilly and beautiful. And I think the thing that makes us really special is that all the concerts are presented in a renovated hay barn.
That seems to be a popular thing to do in Wisconsin these days, and some of those barns do have a great charm. I gather they have great acoustics, too, or at least you can put up some quilts or something to provide them.
It turns out a wooden shoebox-shaped room is actually perfect for chamber music. Who would have known?
Well, one of the great venues here in Madison for many years was the so-called Cow Palace, the livestock pavilion. So maybe there is something to do with cows and concertos that is compatible.
Storied history of agricultural chamber music in the state of Wisconsin.
And you said that there are two concerts again this year?
There's four. There's 2 weeks of concerts. So, yeah, you can go online and look at the concerts that we have coming up. I think Anita will talk a little bit later about our programming, but we have concerts starting June 21st to the 30th.
So this hay barn that we have is basically was in disarray. We didn't know what to do with it. And Julian looked at it and said, I've always wanted a concert hall. So with his hands, bare hands, he started renovating this barn and using dangerous equipment. And so I did my maternal duty of, Julian, your hands, stop, what are you doing? And he actually knew what he was doing. And he renovated this 1840s barn made with no nails. And all of our neighbors are so wonderful, and they started seeing what he was doing and helping and teaching and chipping in and taking care of things when we weren't there and just doing whatever needed to happen to help Julian make this music festival happen. So it was a real community event, just not just Julian putting his career at risk.
So appreciate that part. But Julian, as I recall, you also have a history as an athlete?
A bit, yeah. I played some football in high school, and that was about the only sport that I was any good at, because you could just run into stuff. Turns out I could do that. I played music throughout my whole football career, and we did some horseback riding also when we were young kids growing up in Wisconsin. We did some light competing and stuff like that. So
yeah, I'm really actually grateful to have been raised by musicians, because any time that I was really too head down into music, I had the encouragement of musician parents to say, it's actually really important to have outside interests. So you need to go do your dance training and do your horseback riding and hang out with your friends. And so I really appreciate that positive influence in my life.
Well, I don't know about football, but I think that horseback riding, those rhythms have a lot to do with classical music from earlier times.
Our horses actually love classical music. They come running over to the barn whenever there's a rehearsal.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. And I've heard also over the years that cows give more milk, and a lot of good things happen for animals and people alike when they listen to classical music.
Yeah, last season we actually had the horses in the pasture out by the barn. And when we had rehearsals, they would always stand by the barn. And then we had one of our musicians, she was playing a little bit in the field, and they came over and listened and started nodding their head and stuff like that.
Nodding their heads? Really?
Yeah.
Is there a composer or two that they seem to favor, or are they just generally classical music fans, these horses?
They're general classical music fans. We have a dog who actually won't listen to anything past 1910.
Well, you could have some fun with some kind of Pavlovian responses, too, couldn't you? I did have a guinea pig years ago that I determined just loved Mozart, but didn't much care with for Stravinsky, but I think it had something to do with feeding time. How could that possibly be? Now, we're familiar with the London Symphonies, 12 of them by Haydn, but these London trios, well, do you know what the story behind them is? Of course, he had a very successful sojourn in London in the 1790s, but why these little flute trios?
These come from similar time period when he was living in London, and I think the nickname derives mainly from how celebrated he was while he was there. He was really kind of the toast of the town. And he wrote these sets of trios for several dignitaries in London and government officials who were also amateur musicians, including one of his good friends there was a flutist. So he ended up writing really, truly chamber music meant to be performed in the home for his friends and patrons in London.
There was a lot of amateur music playing back in those days. And this is the London Trio No. 3 in G by Haydn, played by members of the Tallgrass Chamber Music Festival. Thank you. One of the London Trios by Joseph Haydn, the London Trio number 3 in G, one of the several trios that he wrote during his you almost have to just say his rock star years in London, because he really was a beloved celebrity, even to the point of practically being carried on the shoulders of the audience at some of his concerts in London in the early 1790s. And that trio was played by the Tallgrass Chamber Music Festival. What would you like to call yourselves, this subset, Anita?
We're pretty much the core directorship of the festival, Emily being the founder of our whole organization, Julian as our executive director, and I myself am the artistic director for the festival.
Which is a very long name for a trio, do you? For today's purpose, what might you call yourselves? I mean, you'll be a quartet later.
Oh, not during the summers, we're the Giuliani Ensemble.
Ah, still the Giuliani Ensemble.
Yes.
Very well. Okay, very good. And it is a family affair, as we did hear. Flutist Emily Seabury Graff and Julian Graff will be playing the violin and the viola today, and Anita Graff is the cellist from whom we just heard. And tell me again about the festival before we get into our quiz question. What will we expect to hear? Will this piece be on the program?
We've kind of made this program as a little bit of a distillation of the programming that we offer at Tallgrass. So you will hear things like Haydn and Mozart and, you know, lovely staples. We also do a lot of, different genres of music. So we have tangos like this, not this one specifically, but we have some Ginastera coming up. He's not so much tango, but we had some last season. We had some other Piazzolla pieces and stuff like that. And then we have other, 20th century larger works like the Doknani that you're going to hear.
Our goal with each of the Tallgrass programs is really for audience members to leave having heard something that they know and love, as well as something they've never heard before but surely love now.
And would want to hear again, yes. That's the goal of many an ensemble, I would say. And before we forget to mention it entirely, how does one find out about this festival?
So I would recommend you go to tallgrassfestival.org, or you can look us up on Instagram at Tallgrass Festival and find out some more information. But our website, tallgrassfestival.org, and in case you're wondering, it's TALLGRASS Festival. You can find all of the programmings coming up and buy tickets and see the musicians that we're going to have.
All right, and we'll be hearing more, in fact, from our ensemble today, and we'll add one, too, in a moment. We'll have even closer at hand our quiz question right after this here on WPR. Friday's quiz question went like this. What do they have in common? A mathematical genius, a naval officer, a gladiator, a hard-boiled detective, and an outlaw leader. See, I'm seeing blank expressions around the room here, but that was Friday's question, so if you know the answer, you can blurt it out. Anyway, Friday we often ask movie-related questions, so there's a hint for you.
John Wayne.
You're a little behind the times, dear. It's actually Russell Crowe, but you got the right idea. Beautiful Mind, Gladiator, that kind of thing. That was Friday's question. Here's today's. This municipality got its nickname not from dairy products, but from the color of a prominent building material. Identify the municipality. This municipality got its nickname not from dairy products, but from the color of a prominent building material. Identify that municipality in the next 27 minutes, and maybe you'll win the prize today. And you can email your answer to us at midday@wpr.org. Or you can call 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Amanda. And just before 1 o'clock, we'll draw a name from the names of our correct respondents. And we will also then award a prize to somebody who got the question and answer paired correctly. And I'll repeat that question in just a few minutes, by the way. But in the meantime, the word tango came up. And what have we here with the Tallgrass Chamber Music Festival Ensemble, the Giuliani Ensemble?
This is a short tango by Isaac Albanese, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, a Spanish composer. And it's just an example of the kind of repertoire that we really perform as a trio. One of the great joys of working with the Giuliani Ensemble and the series we direct in Chicago, Saturday Salons, as well as our summer activities at Tallgrass, means that we get to bring in a plethora of amazing and talented artists, not only from around this country, but internationally as well, which is always so fun. But we do a significant amount of touring, just the three of us. And as probably comes to no surprise to you, there's just simply not that much repertoire written for flute, violin, and cello altogether. We're very lucky to have the set of Haydn London trios, but we often have to get creative with the kinds of arrangements that we're finding and making. So it was very fortuitous to stumble upon this particular tango arrangement.
By Albanese. One of the most famous pieces of Isaac Albanese is Tango. And I'll repeat our 12:30 quiz question right after this here on WPR. Our quiz question for today: this municipality got its nickname not from dairy products, but from the color of a prominent building material. What municipality is that? If you can identify it in the next about 18 minutes or so, you might win our prize today. You can email your answer to us the usual way at midday@wpr.org, or you can call 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Amanda, and we'll see who wins today's prize just before 1 o'clock from among our correct respondents. Now back to members of our Tallgrass Chamber Music Festival, and we have swapped out our flutist for violinist Christina Zlatareva. Sorry about that. And we'll pair a couple of the movements at a time, hear about them, and then hear another two in this work for violin and viola and cello by Dohnányi. 20th century composers. So what would we be hearing first there?
We'll be beginning with the Marcia and the Romanza. I happen to really love this piece. I'm a huge Duknani fan just for the way he treats texture throughout. I think he's able to really draw a wide variety of creative soundscapes out of just three singular instruments in this piece. And so I think it's just really lush music, but definitely within a 20th century tonal sensibility.
Thank you.
the first two movements of Serenade in C by Ernst von Dohnányi. And although he settled in this country, you can tell he had some Hungarian roots in there right away. It almost sounds like Bartok at times. And you heard them performed by members of the Tallgrass Chamber Music Festival live in our Buck studio during the midday today. And we have a couple more movements that we'll be hearing from that same serenade.
We'll be ending the piece with the theme and variations and the final rondo movement. And I think these movements in particular are really great examples of the way in which the structure of this piece really harkens back to Baroque themes, like the type of structures that you would see Bach use. But as you've been listening to, just in this really kind of wild experimental subject matter in between that kind of overarching skeletal structure. And I think you can really tell from this piece how Brahms could have heard Dohnányi's music and really become a huge champion and proponent of his work, while at the same time he was such a good friend of Bartok's. He's this really kind of, I think, transitional figure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
guessing that was as much fun to play as it was to hear. That was the theme and variations and rondo finale from the Serenade in C by Ernst von Dohnányi, and Hungarian again right at the very end, too, as you would expect from his roots. It's been a great pleasure having members of the Tall Grass Chamber Music Festival with us. And earlier we heard flutist Emily Seabury Graf, and just at hand we heard violinist Christina Slattereva, and Julian Graf was the violist for the occasion, and Anita Graf, the cellist. And great
to have
you back. I
did just want to say one last thing.
Yes.
For Tallgrass, is it was a favorite last year, so we're repeating it this year. And for a limited time, you can buy one, get one free tickets. So if you get a ticket,
the website.
You get a second free. So yeah, go
just
and check
look for Tallgrass. And thanks for coming back this year, and